the translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by expanding His own energy, keeps His cosmic manifestation visible and again sometimes renders it invisible. He is both the Supreme Cause and the Supreme Result, the observer and the witness in all circumstances. Thus He is transcendental to everything. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead give me protection. Purport says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His multipotences, prashas kat vidrahas yat. Therefore, as soon as He likes, He uses one of His potencies, and by the expansion He creates the cosmic manifestation. Again, when the cosmic manifestation is annihilated, it rests in Him. Nonetheless, He is infallible, the Supreme Observer. Under any circumstances, the Supreme Lord is changeless. He is simply a witness and is aloof of all creation and annihilation. Vaishnavo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasti Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. It's quite amazing, really, isn't it, that Gadendra is offering apologies about his prayers because he's in the elephant form, and yet he gives so much wonderful prayers. And also you see the humility that's coming out as well, because he's a big, strong elephant. There's not many natural predators to the elephant. Jai Shri Shri Radhika Kulanandaki, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanaki. So to find himself in distress was not only unusual, we don't often see the elephant in distress, but also he doesn't want to seem weak in front of his family. The male pride definitely kicks in. And yet he comes to the point after a 1,000-year struggle to surrender to Sri Krishna and actually then understands who Krishna is, both eternally and externally. As I was looking, actually, about what to actually present today, we forget how super excellent, in fact super, super excellent, these pastimes are as we read them. And it actually, in the Veda base, actually directed me to the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for me, it is a wonderful, wonderful pastime. The pastime of Rathyatra. And it goes on to explain that during the Rathyatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mystic power in presenting himself simultaneously in each and every Sankirtan group. We actually saw that the Sankirtan groups had actually been split up very expertly so that bhajans could be done excellently. It's a bit of a problem because everybody wanted to be with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Sri Krishna in loving ecstasy, experiencing that loving ecstasy of Radharani. So what to do? Because I wouldn't want to be in the party that doesn't have Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in it. So he expands himself in such a way that each and every person there believes that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing personally with them. Can you believe it? Personally with him. Yeah? You couldn't get any more personal than that, could you? But some actually observe that, and they're looking, and they're actually realizing that not only is he dancing expertly with each and every person, but he's actually maintaining the many universes. Not only is he creating, he's maintaining, he's annihilating, and yet is totally unaware of it. That's amazing multitasking. We make a big thing about multitasking, and then we remind people of exactly how wonderful we are at multitasking. Sometimes quite rightly, because sometimes our multitasking does get neglected. But this is super excellent multitasking to the point where he's actually not aware that he's multitasking. In fact, if you turned around and said, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you're maintaining the goal of this. Really? You sure? Can you go back and have a bit of a rethink on this? Blows your mind, doesn't it? Gives you parts and thunder to ponder. No one of the devotees said, can you expand a little bit on your A&E story from yesterday? And I'll expand a little bit. But this is the personal aspect of God that I was personally missing. I also got asked to sort of also mention a little bit about Gopashtami. And again, we forget actually how wonderfully super excellent this pastime is. That again, Krishna, as a small boy, maintains the whole material universe whilst also playing the part of a small boy to the point where everybody thinks he is. Gajendra in his prayers is realizing this amazing super excellence. So, Gopashtami, what's it all about? It's apparently celebrated on the 8th day of the waxing phase of the moon of the month of Kartik. So, it's an amazing month, isn't it, Kartik, to be able to be here each and every day. And up to this point, Krishna obviously isn't old enough to be allowed to look after the cows. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is maintaining the whole material universe, is not qualified to look after the cows because he is so super excellently playing the part of the sun that people believe without a shadow of a doubt that he is Krishna, the sun. Yeah? So he is now allowed to take the cows. So he's been looking after the calves. Now he's allowed to look after the cows super excellently, to the point where he then can have many other fantastic pastimes, to the point where all those participating don't realize that he's still maintaining the whole entire universe, that the whole entire universe is being manifest, maintained, and destroyed at the same time. That is God. Wow. So, it's a special time we can remember the importance of Mother Cow. We can offer prayers to Mother Cow. We can decorate Mother Cow. We can pamper our mothers. Mothers like pampering every now and again. Yeah? Reminds them that they're not actually neglected, that they are important. Cow protection is very, very important. Where I live, we don't have cow protection, we have cow slaughter. Krishna was the protector of the cow. So today, we can enter into that pastime as he takes charge of the cows. Most super excellent, isn't it? Can you believe this? Krishna, who is the maintainer of the whole entire material universe, is looking after Mother Cow. I always think that that's amazingly humbling. Yeah? So for those Grihasthas, can you also put your hand into your pocket and bring out that piece of paper, the foldy sort, with the queen's head on it? Engage the foldy sort of money with the queen's head on it and give it to the cows so that the cows can be nicely looked after. This is devotional service. So we can engage Her Majesty the Queen in cow protection without her realizing it. Her son doesn't do cow protection, he does cow slaughter, apparently organically. So we can redress that balance a little bit. Yeah? Whilst remembering that this is one of Krishna's pastimes, looking after the cow. We've also got the disappearance day of Srinivasacharya, and I'm a bit of a scatterbrain. In as much as I can't really dwell on one thing for too long, I have to move on to something quite quickly. It's a bit of a curse, really. But I thought it's important that we actually mention a little bit about Srinivas. And actually, I came across a wonderful pastime that sort of fits in with everything that we're talking about. And also gives each and every one of us another challenge. Oh, anybody here up for challenges? Not too sure. We'll check what the challenge is first before we commit to anything. So I want to read this wonderful pastime. In 1582... Jiva calls a meeting at Radha Damodar Mandir to formally announce his intention of sending out these three preachers with the Bhakta Sastris of the Goswamis for the benefit of humanity. Srinivas Acharya accepts West Bengal as his preaching field. It's a big area, that, isn't it? Yeah. We think Watford's big. West Bengal, yeah? Shyamasundar prefers to preach in Orissa, while Notre Dame Das Thakura chooses East Bengal, present-day Bangladesh. Again, they're not small places, are they? To spread the glories of Prema Bhakti, Jiva Goswami arranges a bullcott and loads it with a chest full of the writings of the Goswamis. The first traveling Sankirtan party leaves Radha Damodar Mandira as a pedestrian heading east. 10 soldiers accompany the party to guard the precious scriptures. It's a lot, really, isn't it? Yeah? Crossing the breadth of India without any incident, the party finally arrives at the province of West Bengal, Preaching can start. Fantastic, Jai. They passed the night on the bank of the lake at the outskirts of Vanavishpur, rejoicing to be back in the holy land of Sri Chaitanya's appearance. Unknowing to the party, their entrance in Bengal is being tracked with great interest. Wouldn't it just? Why has he got 10 soldiers? Got to be something valuable in there, hasn't it? A rascal astrologer has informed the band of thieves about a party travelling east bearing a great treasure. Got to be gold. Seeing the chest guarded by 10 soldiers, the three sadhus, the thieves, are convinced that this must be the treasure and succeed in stealing it during the night. How many people in Sankirtan wish somebody would steal the box during the night? Jai, I can go back. I wonder what prasadam they've got. The next morning, Srinivas discovers the theft. The three devotees are a complete shock. Notre-Dame and Samasunda are so distraught, they want to end their lives immediately by drowning themselves in the lake. So attached to this material knowledge, this spiritual knowledge, so attached to the holy dharmas, that separation for just 1 minute of these books was just too much, too much. Srinivas, however, encouraged them to carry on to their respective Prabhu Bhaktadas. He will remain behind and will not rest until he has recovered the precious books. Embracing each other with heavy hearts, they part ways. Srinivas Acharya decides to seek the hope of the local ruler. Makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah? Goes to the top. Yeah? We won't hang around. We'll go to the top. We'll get the answers. We knock on some doors, yeah. Rajabhambra to trace out the theft. It is the king himself, however, who has been sending out raiding parties to rob wealthy travellers in order to maintain his treasury. Ooh, he got a bit more than he bargained for, didn't he? Yeah. I don't think he was actually expecting the writings of the six Goswamis. Not quite the gold. We see that in parallel in life, don't we? That governments and people will do anything just for a few cents. Yeah. Wonder what they'd do if instead of a few cents they got a Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. Because he had some financial problems to be solved. Yeah. He's maintaining a big, so I need money. Yeah. Instead, he was devastated to find the Goswami's literature in his possession, realizing he committed a grave sin. That's elevation for you. The king sponsors the daily reading of Srimad Bhagavatam for the public, hoping to mitigate his offense by this secretary. Srinivas begins to attend these public recitals and is soon recognized by that assembly as an elevated scholar of the Bhagavatam. This attracts the attention of the king, who admits to being in possession of the stolen writings. The result is Srinivas receiving the Bhaktisastras. The king became a disciple of Srinivas and decrees Gaudiya Vaishnava to be the state religion. Wouldn't that be wonderful for the UK? Haribo. In one stroke, Srinivas delivers the mercy of Lord Chaitanya to Vanavishrapur. Amazing, super excellent pastimes. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under the directions of their spiritual master, they go out to distribute Prema Bhakti.
We're coming up to the Winter Book Marathon. This is our opportunity to take up that mantle. And why am I here today? From that sorrowful, pitiful state that we talked about yesterday in the A&E department, it was because some Mataji realized the importance of this transcendental knowledge, realized the importance of the instruction given by her Guru Maharaj to go out and distribute these books. And she stopped me in the middle of Manchester. I had no money on me. I said, well, if you walk with me, we'll go to a cash machine. 45 minutes, we could not find a cash machine. 45 minutes, she was telling me about the glories of Prabhupada. I took the book. 45 minutes, whatever's in there has to be important. Anybody here disagree with that? Going straight home, the guy with dyslexia reads the whole book overnight and turns up at the temple the following day. This is the personal relationship with God that I was looking for. So we have the opportunity to bask in Prema Bhakti. We have the opportunity to go and celebrate Krishna's pastimes with the cows, remembering how he finally was allowed to look after them. How even though that was the case, he's still the Supreme Personality of God in maintaining everything. And that we, with that knowledge, have two things that we can do with it. We can keep it to ourselves and eventually nobody benefits. Or we can give it to every person that we meet and everybody benefits. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.